Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we stand at a critical juncture in our discussions on lethal autonomous weapons systems, where our collective decisions will shape the future of international security, humanitarian protection, and the fundamental principles that govern the conduct of armed conflict. As a member of the Stop Killer Robots Coalition, committed to ensuring the development and deployment of these technologies adhere to the highest ethical standards, we would like to underscore key points. First, we emphasize the indispensable role of interagency collaboration in building trust among potential supporters, partners, and sub-regimes. We can better align our efforts to uphold the norms and principles that guide our shared commitment to a human-centered approach to the governance of laws, thereby fostering stronger relationships. It is imperative that we uphold and strengthen existing norms surrounding the use of autonomous weapon systems. This includes adhering to the moral imperatives that demand a human-centered approach to the development, deployment, and use of these technologies. Committing to the discussion underpins our moral responsibility and must be grounded in ethical considerations that prioritize the preservation of human dignity and the protection of civilian life. We must ensure that these norms are not eroded by the advancement of technology, but are instead reinforced to reflect the evolving landscape of modern warfare. Second, we must reaffirm our commitment to maintaining meaningful human control over the use of force, a principle that is deeply enshrined in international humanitarian law. It is our duty to ensure that any deployment of laws is accompanied by stringent measures that guarantee human oversight and decision-making. This includes the ability to deactivate such systems, limit their operational parameters, and ensure accountability across the entire life cycle of these weapons. The use of sensorial, non-human mechanisms in target selection processes can strip away essential human judgment, thereby exacerbating the dehumanization inherent in such systems. Without this, we risk undermining the very principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution that IHL seeks to uphold. It is imperative that international regulations be established to ensure the ethical and responsible use of AI in warfare, thereby preventing the indiscriminate targeting of innocent civilians, a practice that inevitably leads to dehumanization, as decisions are made without human involvement and the victim's humanity is disregarded. We reiterate our coalition's commitment to a future where technology serves humanity, not the other way around. Thank you.